place is a moment between India and England in the Test cricket match way back in February. Seems a long time ago now. But the first day of the first Test match, Joe Root, the English captain, went down with a pretty painful cramp. And India's captain, Virat Kohli, ran the length of the wicket, grabbed his foot, turned him over, started pressing it, relieved the cramp pain, and thought, wow, what a start to the first day, the first test, England-India. So congratulations to Mr. Kohli. He got a standing ovation as well for his troubles. I thought, what a lovely touch of sportsmanship by the Indian captain. Brilliant. So that's our number 10. Number 9 now was more recent. Just the other day, we had Lewis Hamilton. Now, I think everybody, my Vets football team, ended their game early to see this race. Yeah. And the opposition agreed as well. That's Ken Chales FC. But anyways, English driver Lewis Hamilton, as you know, lost the F1 motor racing world title and his chance of a record, world record, 8th win in an extremely controversial circumstances to the Dutch driver Max Verstappen in the last lap of the last race in Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Now, controversially, Hamilton's 10-second lead evaporated. He was going to win this thing easy. A crash occurs, no one terribly hurt, but a safety car comes in, and during the safety car run, the others catch up with him fairly or unfairly, I think unfairly myself. And, of course, Verstappen then, with his new tyres, hit the thing for the last lap and won it. What was amazing about it, though, was Lewis Hamilton's dignity in defeat, that he went over, and it's on the video on greatsportsmanship.org. You can see Hamilton stepping over in the pits, going over and hugging the Dutchman, who just robbed his world title. So honour and defeat.
Yeah.
Honour and defeat, which is great to see.
It's a great lesson as well, isn't it?
It is, for everybody to say, yeah. You know, even though you've really been wronged, and I think he was wronged, he was still dignified enough to congratulate the other guy. Extraordinary man. That's number 9. Number 8. In 8th place is an Irish girl, Kelly Harrington. Now, she's an Irish lightweight woman boxer who back in 2018 was voted the Irish Times Sportswoman of the Year. And she was one of the flag bearers of the Irish team in the opening ceremony of the Olympics, which was this year, delayed by a year. So she went on to win gold. So she's an Olympic boxing champion. She's quite some lady. But in this year, 2021, her neighbour's house was burnt down. And so she donated and auctioned her national elite belt, which is something pretty precious to a boxer, to raise money for the neighbours. And I thought, well, that's a pretty huge sportsmanship gesture. So that's our number 8. Number 7, in 7th place, is the American UFC fighter who shocked his opponent in the post-match moments. Now, again, you can see this on the video clips in the on greatsportsmanship.org. This is a kind of a shocking moment where, you know, it's a brutal sport, UFC, Ultimate Fighting Championships. Yeah. But the American Dustin Poirier proved that how much respect these fighters have for each other. After he was beaten by the Brazilian Charles Oliveira, Poirier gestured to the Brazilian to come back, come here, and he wanted to say something to him, and then he said, listen, I want to give $20,000 to your local Brazilian charity because you're a great man. Oh. And the Brazilian guy's jaw just drops, and then they hug each other.
Amazing.
Magical moment. Yeah, watch the video link there again. Now, in 6th place, now this is something I think everybody in the UK must have seen, because this is the Danish football captain during the Euro 2020, which was Euro 2021 in this strange year. Many great moments from the Euros, but this is the moment when the Christian Eriksen went down with what looked like a heart attack, and it looked like he was going to die on the pitch. I mean, it was that serious, that horrendous, the whole game. I don't know how long did it stop for, but it seemed like eternity.
A couple of hours in the end, wasn't it?
You know,
they went back out later. They went away, and then they decided they had to carry on playing the match. They did it later on.
They did later on, yeah. So for all that time, first of all, Denmark's captain, Simon Kjær, ran over to him, put his finger in his mouth at risk of getting a bit off, and pulled the tongue back out so he didn't continue going blue in the face and dying on the spot from suffocating. And he also got the players around. Remember, they became a human shield.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this man might die, and the world's cameras were on him. I mean, how awful would it have been for a stadium to see it and the rest of the world
and
to see
family,
it?
And family. That would have been watching.
His wife was there in the crowd. So the captain not only saved his life, but saved his dignity and communicated to his wife. And how he did all that simultaneously, naturally.
Brilliant.
True leader.
Great leadership as well, yeah.
Great leadership, a real leader. So that's 6th place, our Norwegian leader. In 5th place, it's a French judo story from the Olympics again. This is Clarisse Abignon. Now, I'm sorry, Clarice, if I mispronounce that. Great rivalry with the Slovenian, Tina Trischak.
Yeah.
And in fact, in Rio in 2016, Trischak won the gold. But in 2021 or 2020, either one, the French girl won it. And she was filled with tears when she hugged the Slovenian girl. And she fell into her arms. And then suddenly she lifted the Slovenian up, and who raised her fist. And it was just two girls who'd been hard at it in an Olympic final,
yeah,
celebrating win or defeat. The joy of contesting at the highest level, really. So that's our fifth place. In fourth place is a truly beautiful visual moment, and I'm showing you on screen now.
Yeah.
Again, greatsportsmanship.org. If you click the video, it's raining toys, yeah, soft toys. It's raining. Now, this is that wonderful Spanish club, Real Betis, that have an annual tradition that is quite beautiful. Every year in December, it rains toys. They throw soft stuffed toys out from the stand onto, yeah, the pitch, and they collect them to make sure that disadvantaged children don't go without a Christmas present. And it literally is an amazing piece of video, isn't it? Yeah. To see that.
It's amazing to see the fans doing that as well, and contributing, and just. But it's such, you can tell that they get a lot of buzz out of it as well.
It's a real buzz, and visually it's stunning,
yeah,
because the whole stand, not just 10 people or 1,000 people, but it seems like the whole blooming stand brings something, and it's raining, you know, children's toys.
Amazing.
Beautiful. So in third place is amateur rugby. Henley Hawks, no less.
Yeah,
some would have heard of them, many wouldn't, though.
I've,
you know,
been there, yeah,
you've been,
yeah,
there, have you?
Yeah, great little club.
Great. Well, they're in the National Division 2 South, so they're playing against their Barnes in the 14s round, but it took until the last kick of the game for something really special to happen. So, with literally the clock in red, a penalty goes up for the wing forward, the Barnes lad, who didn't roll away from the ball, therefore a penalty.
Yeah.
It's kickable, they're going to kick it and win the game with the last kick. But no one realised that the poor lad who was knocked out, he was unconscious, so he couldn't roll away from the ball. You know, his name was Jasper Cameron. By the way, Jasper's fine, and good luck to him. He recovered perfectly well. But what the what the lads did, the Henley Hawks did, which is amazing, when they were offered the penalty, realizing the guy was unconscious and couldn't have moved away, instead of kicking the points to win the game, they just tapped the ball into touch.
Ending the game.
End of the game.
Amazing.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
Okay, now in second place is a stunning story. Now, this is really contemporary and really important for everybody to know what this young lady's done. This is the American gymnast who never gave up, both physically and mentally. Although some said she did give up, she never did.
Yeah.
This is the wonderful Simone Biles. And now she is not arguably, she is the greatest gymnast,
yeah,
in history. Commonly acknowledged as such. You'd agree, Phil?
Yeah,
definitely. Undefeated in the all-around, and undefeated in the team, and undefeated in the floor competitions since 2013, for goodness sake. And fans love her skills, but they also love her bubbly personality. Now, she won 4 gold medals and a bronze in Rio. I mean, this is the stuff of the,
yeah,
great,
yeah,
Americans back in the day. Jesse Owens and,
yeah,
so on,
yeah,
you know, the 4 gold medals. So she's unlike any gymnast we've ever seen, say the Sports Channel. But when she was very young, she was fostered. She had a very tough childhood to begin with. And later, she then moved in with her loving grandparents. But tragically, years later, she was sexually abused by the USA team doctor, who abused lots of the athletes. And Biles suffered ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And at the 2021 Olympics, she had to pull out in the middle of the team event. She had to withdraw, and that must have hurt her to let her team down, or so it seemed. And she left the other gymnasts because she was suffering from twisties. Now, twisties is when a gymnast's mind and body just won't sync together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually very dangerous with the things they do. If you don't get your landing right, you break, yeah, your neck. So she had to leave the gymnast, unable to compete in certain movements safely. But each day, Simone had to announce withdrawing from another competition and another competition, and the press were after her. And she was big enough to say, you know, I have mental health issues,
yeah,
which is a difficult thing to say. And then she also said, profoundly, there's more to life than just gymnastics.
Mm.
Now, this is a gold medalist saying this stuff, who's fighting for another gold medal. So a terribly tough decision. But, you know, during the period when she didn't compete, she went to the stadium and sat in there and cheered her teammates and applauded the opposition.
Mm.
And unknown to a lot of people, behind the scenes, she found a private gym outside the Olympic Village, and she practiced. She practiced the beam.
Yeah,
with the less complicated movements, so you wouldn't be too having to synchronize too much. And she came back and she competed in the final, and,
yeah,
she won a bronze,
yeah,
you know, using not difficult movements. So she'd never have got gold, but she was good enough to win bronze and come back and do it. And what makes it so magical for me is that she was awarded the BBC Sports Personality at the ceremony. She was given a lifetime achievement. Yeah. And if you watch the video on greatsportsmanship.org, you'll see her grandparents saying, "This is ridiculous. She's only 24. I could give a lifetime." You know. So what a lady. She really is a champion for us all. And in first place, this is the 2021 strange year that was. First place, the great sportsmanship moment of the year, is a Dublin football club called Bohemians. Now, Bohemians FC last year had their away shirts, had the big print across the front, "Well, refugees, welcome."
Yeah.
And they sold, by the way, they sold these shirts all over the world. But on their away shirts last year in partnership with Amnesty International. Now, they are a fan-owned club. Uh-huh. So this is the model that's really interesting. A fan-owned club. They have blind football academy. They have an established special commentary for fans with visual impairment. They have they champions social causes wherever they can. You're from amputees football matches to a local choir to local heroes being celebrated on murals. You know, they got one guy who was a fan for 50 years and they did a huge mural of him, you know, because he's special, and they make him feel that way. So, and they have amazing artists that support them. And I showed you some of these visuals are kind of stunning, the images they have, including Phil Lynott and so on. So they're an amazing club, really. And this year alone, already they've raised €15,000 for a homeless charity called Focus Ireland. And the front entrance of the club, as you can see there on the picture, it says "Love football, hate racism," and they've got these skulls up there. You know, it really is an intriguing place. So in July of 2021, Bohs progressed in Europe for the first time since 2008, and they bring a fundamentally different football model to the game, which is plagued by corporate profiteering at the moment, it seems to me. I know all clubs engage in great community work, they do, but Bohs in particular excel at it and take it to the next level. So Bohemians Football Club, congratulations, sportsmanship moment and club of the year goes to you, 2021.